Cooper did. You're right. It's a vegetable dye used in food products, usually found in connection with those other items in Substance 1. What sort of food products? Hundreds of them. Is popcorn on the list? Let's see. Yeah, it is. Rhyme turned and called to Pulaski. You can stop. It's not an exoskeleton. It's a shell from a popcorn kernel. Salt and oil and popcorn. Should have figured that one out up front, damn it. On the chart, Tom, add popcorn. Now let's find out about that other trace, the off-white stuff. Cooper ran another GCMS test. The results indicated that it was sucrose and uric acid. The acid's concentrated, the tech said. The sugar's pure, no other foodstuffs, and the crystalline structure's unique. I've never seen it milled like that. Rhyme was troubled by this news. Send it to the FBI's bomb people. The FBI's lab is available to handle evidence analysis for state and local law enforcers at no charge, provided that the requesting agency agrees to two things: to accept the FBI's results as final, and to show them to the defendant's lawyer. Because of the Bureau's generosity and its talent, the agents are inundated with requests for assistance. They run more than 700,000 analyses a year. Even New York's finest would stand in line like everyone else to get this bit of sugar analyzed. But Lincoln Rhyme had an in. Fred Delray, a special agent in the FBI's Manhattan office, often worked with Rhyme in Salido, and he carried a lot of weight in the bureau. Salido called Delray, who was presently on the task force checking out those reports of potential terrorist bombings in New York. Delray got on the horn to FBI HQ in Washington, D.C., and within minutes, a technician had been recruited to help on the UNSUB 109 case.